Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. This series is all about embracing consistency every day in action, not just knowing what you want to do, not just having the plans, but finding the way to execute and building a reliable pattern of execution no matter what is happening in your life. Because it's so easy to do the work when everything's going well, but the problem is we can't ever have consistency if our execution falls apart as soon as life throws us a curveball. One of the things that comes up constantly when I am talking with my clients in the consistency course is the difference between being intentional and impulsive, right? It's one thing to plan to go out to ice cream with your family. It's another thing to just dive into a pint because you're stressed out, because you're in a bad mood, because you're telling yourself that you don't care. Well, I wanted to kind of add to this another layer of consideration. You guys know that I love to talk about how drama is draining. I first heard that phrase from the author Cy Wakeman, and I just love it because it is so true. Drama is exhausting. It is distracting. And so the other angle that I want to offer on this difference between being intentional and being impulsive is being intentional and not being irrational. A lot of times, the struggle to be consistent is a result of irrational thinking. Giving yourself a pass to spend whatever today, or skip whatever today, or eat whatever today because you'll be good tomorrow, that is irrational. The reason that it's irrational is because what you do today matters. So there's nothing that you can pledge to do tomorrow that can erase what you did today. It is irrational, permissive thinking. So I want you to practice being intentional, not irrational. That begins by being honest with yourself about some of your irrational thought patterns. One of my irrational thought patterns was, if I just eat it all, then it won't be here to tempt me, or I'll get it out of my system and then I'll be in a better place to start tomorrow. That was irrational. It was irrational because the fact is, the more that I would indulge, the more that I wanted to indulge, the more that I trained my body, my taste buds, and my brain, my patterns, to do those types of things. That was irrational. Or saying, since I already had this, I screwed up the day and I might as well. Nope, that is irrational. Work on being intentional, not irrational. And that requires that you know and you acknowledge some of your own irrational thought patterns. So what I would love for you to do today as a way of moving this into the realm of execution is get really honest about those irrational thought patterns, and when they arise, just call them that. There doesn't need to be any judgment. There's no criticism necessary here. It's just an honest awareness that thought pattern is irrational. I'm not bad. I'm not silly. I'm not stupid. I'm just calling it what it is. Has nothing to do with me and who I am, but rather the thoughts that I'm accepting or not accepting. Work to be intentional, not irrational. We'll see you tomorrow.